This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have the Neenan Company's very own Abby Collins and Premier Members Credit Union's very own Brian Resch talking about how Premier Members Credit Union and the Neenan Company have worked together to create a new credit union branch model that's more of a consultative environment rather than a transactional environment. We're really empowering the members to kind of do it on their own, but if they need some help, there's people there to help them out. But and then we also talk about how branch design can enhance the member experience, especially in a post-COVID era that we're in. So really, really cool stuff here from Abby and Brian, so I hope you check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are talking branches and branch design. And the folks at Premier Members Credit Union have a brand new branch that they want to talk about, designed by the fine folks at the Neenan Company. But before we get to that, let's do some introductions, shall we? So right below us here is Abby Collins from the Neenan Company. Abby, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You are welcome. And then right next to me, we have Brian Resch from Premier Members Credit Union. Brian, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great also.
Good, good, good. Glad to have you guys on the show. As we already alluded to, that you guys at Premier Members have opened a new branch, and you guys want to discuss this kind of the new branch model and also how branch design can enhance the member experience, because we're all looking for, now that we're getting back to the branches, so how is it enhancing the member experience? So Brian, can you share the news of your new branch and its significance for your credit union?
Sure. So we opened a new branch in Thornton, Colorado, and this is our first new branch since 2019.
Ah, okay.
And then we designed it with a much smaller footprint. So while our last branch was about 3,500 square feet, this one was 1,900 square feet.
Oh, wow.
So much different. And then the focus for the branch is really on relationship building. So we really removed that traditional teller line, and we have just more of a relationship building sit down station for our members.
And can you tell me the reasoning behind you guys made these changes? I'm assuming it's more of a consultative environment rather than a transactional environment.
Right. I think we have seen so many of the transactional pieces move online. So a lot of mobile banking, ATMs, things like that. And, I think when we opened our previous branch in 2019, where it was so big, we had their traditional teller lines, and we just realized our members weren't using it.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, it's good to get that frontline experience right there. And Abby, working with the folks at Premier Members, what was that like in the discussions and the planning? And then what was obviously you guys were a major part of this because you helped design it. what was that whole process like in getting this one to work in a more consultative environment?
Yeah. So we, back in 2019, when we opened that somewhat larger branch, we did really kind of nail down, I think, the elements of the branded interior that working in partnership with Premier Members Credit Union and Fortnite Collective, a marketing and branding company out of Boulder, Colorado, to kind of nail down what are the kit of parts or the elements within the branch that really reinforce that branded environment and make it feel like the artisans of banking, which they are in that spotlight around member experience and customer engagement was already really set in stone. So then working it down into how does that work in a smaller footprint was a fairly straightforward and easy process to go about once we had that in place.
Are you guys finding that that's where the branch is headed toward? I mean, well, I know we'll get to the branch design stuff here a little bit later, but are you guys finding that the branches are getting smaller because of that, because of the philosophy behind the design now, and people really want to go into like a more self-serve environment as well, especially when it's a transaction? Brian, I see you shaking your head there.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're starting to see. Okay. And, we just don't need that giant branch with a big vault and things like that anymore. We use more of these cash dispensing machines, and it just is far more efficient than we've ever been before.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And I'm kind of old school. I kind of like that big vault there. It takes you back a few years. But anyway, I totally get it. And Abby, from your perspective too, I mean, are you guys seeing more of this as well, but getting to the smaller footprint?
Absolutely. I think, it makes the most sense sustainability wise, and also to have the best to have a greater impact and, you know, to spread out instead of having a large unused branch, to have more smaller branches around, just for customer, better customer engagement and customer experience as well.
Right. No, that's what we're all looking for. And Abby, how did COVID affect the design? Obviously COVID affected everything, but just in this specific case, how did it affect your guys's kind of philosophy in this design?
Yeah, well, I think that it did re-emphasize, I think, some directions that we were already moving as far as what we wanted to have happen inside of the branch. Specifically, I think one good example is just really maximizing the distance between teller or customer service desks, open desks within the branch itself, just to help kind of, you know, the 6-foot rule to help increase the distance to limit any potential spread of the virus, but also it kind of then reinforces a better sense of privacy and you know, being able to have more personal conversations with, you know, with the staff member there at the branch. So,
well, I asked that question because prior to the pandemic, a lot of branches were going to kind of like where a teller and the member would almost be side to side, and they would be working together in a transaction environment. And then all of a sudden, obviously COVID hit and that changed everything. So those folks had to kind of really reverse course in their design. So that's kind of the reasoning behind why I asked that and how things have changed. And Brian, from your perspective, how have things changed as well from the Credit Union perspective?
Well, it certainly has made things much different. And again, I just don't think we've seen the members coming into the lobbies like they used to.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I think they've gotten much more comfortable with digital drive-ups and things like that. So, you know, they'll come in if they need a problem solved, or you still have that member who really wants to develop that relationship and work one-on-one with somebody.
We want
to be there to meet their needs wherever they would like to do the transaction.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's great that they have that. They have options today. So, we're there when you need them, wherever they are. So, and having said that, Brian, so how can branch design enhance the member experience today, especially in the digital world that we're living in? I know we've kind of alluded to that in previous responses. And Abby, I'll pose that same question to you as after Brian's response. So what are you seeing out there, Brian?
Yeah. So the way we develop, we try to make our branch a little more like an education center. So we can teach our members on site how to use that mobile deposit capture and things like that. So we want to be able to teach our members to do the transaction the way they want to do it, but also recognizing, mobile deposit capture is such a convenient way to do business and saves the member the trip in, saves the member from working around certain hours. So we're really trying to work with members who may not have traditionally been very excited about making a deposit on their phone.
Yeah.
We try to work with them on the technology, so that's there. But again, we also have the branch, and we design our branch to be very cozy so that they can come in, and if they really want to make that deposit in person, we'll do that for them.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm a big fan of remote deposit capture. Oh my gosh, I know it's been out for years and years, but I'm such a huge fan of that. So, and Abby, from your perspective, I mean, how do you see the branch and the digital complementing each other in this latest design?
I see it, the purpose of the brick and mortar store really is to be centered around customer service experience. And I do see how, COVID has really accelerated the merging, I guess, if you would, of physical in-person retail banking and online experiences. So I think that it really is the branch environment is just an extension to it. And, the two are of equal importance and necessary, I think, for the other to function well and operate well.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is already taking the time to stop by and come into the store, it's critical just to provide that kind of environment and experience for them so that it's reinforcing that brand loyalty, or they're building relationships with the staff at the branch, things like that make them loyal customers.
Indeed. Yeah. And it sounds like you guys are really taking a conscious effort to empower the member, no matter the channel. and maybe even especially in the physical channel, Brian, is that kind of what the mindset is as well?
Yes. Yeah, I think member empowerment and, again, having them able to do the transaction the way they want to do it, that's our goal.
Yeah, because I know every time I go to like Home Depot or the grocery store, man, I am headed for the self-serve. I don't want to go in the teller. I don't want to go in the line and wait. So I'm going straight to the thing where I can check out myself and I'm out of there. So, and that's what I see with the new environment in branch design today as well, is kind of empowering the members to go down that road. And having said that, Abby, what do you see as far as branch design heading into in the near future? Is it more of this or how far do you see it going here?
Yeah, I see it kind of continuing along these same trends. I see, I think it'll be taking a lot of cues from more experiential retail design. So looking at, you know, what other large retailers are doing and how they're keeping these stores alive and what the intent is behind them and how they're executing that. It is much more around, you know, engagement being the number one priority. So
agreed. Yeah,
I think
agreed.
Premier is on the right track with that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And Brian, having said that, I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there looking to design and open new branches based on what you guys have learned and your experience so far?
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing, you really want to know who your members are. You know, if you have a blue collar membership, it may be quite different, mm-hmm. and you may go for more of a traditional branch.
Right.
We tend to have a lot of teachers and IBM employees in our group, so they're very comfortable with the technology piece and the mobile deposit capture. So I think this was a natural fit for our credit union. But I would also say, you know, make sure you have your digital strategy figured out and know what direction you're heading. And then also get out there and look what other branches and banks are doing with their locations, because there's definitely some exciting things going on in the industry.
Yeah, it definitely is exciting for sure. And I like how you alluded to marketing 101, know your audience before you start building. So yeah, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, anything else here to add to wrap up? Brian, let you go first. Any final words of wisdom here on branch design and how it's benefiting the members?
Yeah. Well, maybe contact us a little later. We have some new branches in the works.
Right.
We're opening one, our 16th branch in Arvada here in a few months, and then another one in Erie next year. And then we are also trying this design in our first storefront in Gun Barrel next year as well.
Wow, you guys are not slowing down. Well,
no, we're definitely speeding up, and we're excited with this model, and we're going to keep working at it.
And so this will be the same theme throughout these model or these new branches, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Excellent, excellent. And Abby, anything else here to add to wrap up from the branch design perspective?
No, I think we've kind of covered it. Thank you so much for spotlighting this. I do think that it is it's a new and evolving topic, and even more so since COVID. And, you know, it's definitely fascinating to be a part of, and it's been a pleasure working with Premier.
Indeed.
It, so.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are both on the right track for sure. Yeah. Thank you for you guys for being here today. I know you have busy, busy schedule, so we appreciate your time and look forward to the next chat. Maybe we could talk again down the line and see how those other branches are faring that your guys are just about to open. So it's really exciting for you. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.